I'd like us to do something this morning. Let's open our Bibles and pick out a verse that speaks about the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. All right? Today we've got our phones where we can search for verses, but look for a verse that declares the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And let's proclaim this truth. Do you know? The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the greatest event in history. Wow, there's nothing greater than that. Even Jesus' death on the cross is only understood through the resurrection. If Jesus just died, many people die. But what was great about Jesus dying was he rose from the dead. Okay, can we just sit down 2 minutes? And if you have a verse, would you like to stand, read it? The mic will come to you, but let's boldly declare the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And before you read it, say the verse so that the projector, people who are handling the projector, will project the verse.
Matthew 28, verse 6. There's something which brings a joy on my face. I mean, he's not here, for he's risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. I sometimes feel what the disciples would have felt. The grave is empty. Jesus is not there. And then later they see him. Wow, what a feeling, right? So this is something which brings a smile on my face, and I'm sure it brings to your face also.
John 18, verse 37. John 18, verse 37. You are king then, said Pilate. Jesus answered, you are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
Amen. Amen.
Revelation 1:18. I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades.
Amen. Amen.
Acts 2:24. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, a few more verses that speak about Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
That Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 32 says, this Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. Okay, this Jesus God raised up. Amen. One more.
Same verse what Colin was saying. It's from Acts chapter 2, verse 29 onwards. It says, brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we all are witnesses.
Amen.
Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing.
Amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 4. Somebody can read this. Acts chapter 4, verse 10 onwards. Would the children like to go for Sunday school? Yeah, good. Come. Acts chapter 4, verse 10. Sunit, you want to read that?
Yeah.
Then know this, you and all the people of Israel. It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed.
Amen. Okay, so many scriptures that speak about Jesus' resurrection from the dead. You know, and that's what we are celebrating today. All right? Okay, let's come to God's word this morning. How important is the resurrection? Just think about that for a second. Okay, as I said earlier, it is the greatest event in history. You know, we may be wondering, what is the greatest event in history? I tell you, it's the resurrection. Because the resurrection of Jesus determines where you and I will be 100 years from now. Do you know that? Okay, that's the event that determines where you and I will be 100 years from now. Look around you. Look around at one another, all right? Now, do you know that we are eternal beings? Let that sink in for a minute. We are eternal beings. That means we are going to live forever, okay? What does it mean? Every human being created, okay, we're going to live forever, either in heaven with Jesus forever, enjoying the beauty of heaven, or in hell, suffering the punishments of hell. But whether we like it or not, we're going to live forever. And we're going to live in glorified bodies. We're not going to be spirits or all merged into one thing, but we're going to be individual, glorified bodies. The Bible speaks about that. You know, last year I read the verse from 1 Corinthians 15 earlier. And what determines whether we will spend eternity in heaven or in hell? The resurrection made it possible. And our belief in the resurrection will determine where we will spend eternity. So it is the most important event in history. And this morning, we're going to look at a few verses in the Bible from Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. And we're going to travel to the first Easter, when Jesus was crucified and placed in the tomb. And that first Sunday morning, we're going to look at what happened. So the last chapter of Matthew, verses 1 to 10. Let me just pull it up. 28. Matthew 28, verses 1 to 10. Okay, so remember, Good Friday is over. Jesus has been brought down from the cross. He's been he's been anointed with spices, and his body has been placed in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. Okay, and this is where he is. And because it was the Sabbath, the Jews do no work on the Sabbath, so they quickly placed Jesus in the tomb. The Romans put a huge stone over the mouth of the tomb so that nobody could move that stone. And they placed an armed guard there to ensure that the disciples would not come in and steal the body. Okay, and they put a Roman seal on it. That was what happened, and everybody went away. And there were guards guarding it. But see what happens on that first Sabbath. Now, after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Okay, let's go. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him and clasped his feet and worshipped him. Next, yeah. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers, go to Galilee. There they will see me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the truth of your word, Lord. We thank you so much that it's true that you rose from the dead, Lord. You conquered death. And now, because you live, we too can live. Lord, I pray that as we go through these verses, you would speak to us by your Spirit, that this Easter would be a special day for us, where we look at your resurrection from the dead, the greatest event in all of history. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So, as I said earlier, you see, when Jesus died on the cross, he paid for our sins. But if he had just stayed dead, there was no... How do we know he was not like any other religious man? But the resurrection was needed to show that he conquered death, the greatest enemy of all. Okay? And so that's why the resurrection of Jesus is the provision that guarantees us eternal life, that we will not be cast into hell, but our sins are forgiven. Now, let's see what happened on this first day when the ladies went to the tomb. So first of all, we see that the ladies, they loved Jesus. They had sympathy towards him. Okay? On the Friday, the Good Friday, they didn't have sufficient time to do all that they needed to do, to anoint his body with spices. They did the little that they could do. And on the Sabbath, you know, the Jews do no work. Do you know that? Now, we don't understand that, really, because really we have a seven-day week. We work all the time. But in Israel, okay, on that Sabbath, everything is closed, everything is shut. Okay? Even pressing a button on the lift is considered work. Do you know that? So putting that is work. So they have something called Shabbat lifts. You know what that is? It's like this. The lift automatically goes from floor to floor. You just step in and get out. So you're not pressing a button to do any work. All right? So that was very important, that people didn't do any work. So Good Friday night, the ladies left Jesus and came back Sunday morning. What happened? Okay? When they came to the tomb, okay, they were wondering now who is going to roll that big rock away? They were thinking, how is that going to happen? Okay? Who's going to roll that tomb away, that stone away? And suddenly a miracle happened. Verse 1. Yeah, the next verse. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven. Okay, so here's the first supernatural thing that happened. Okay, a violent earthquake and an angel came down and rolled the stone back. Now think, why did the angel roll the stone back? Was it for Jesus to get out? No. No. It wasn't for Jesus to get out, but it was for the ladies to get in. Because Jesus was no longer there. All right? So that's what happened. Now, a violent, you know, and an angel came. Next verse. Okay. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. So we know that this was a powerful presence from God, an angel. Next verse. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. Now, these were not our ordinary security guards that you see in our buildings. Okay? Now, really, some of the security guards that have come to the buildings I've seen, they need protection. Okay? And that's how it is, really. You know, they wouldn't be able to shoo a dog away. You know, but these were not those kind of guards. These were solid Roman guards. They were feared all over the world. And, you know, and they were there. Nobody would dare deal with them. Okay? And the Romans were ferocious, they were strong, they punished their enemies, you know, and so nobody would dare mess with those guys. Okay, but see what happened to them. They saw the angel and they were terrified. They shook and they were as good as dead and they just fainted there. But what, so the angel just ignored the guards and he turned to the women and he says, do not be afraid. So the women had come there with love and sympathy in their hearts, and suddenly their emotion was turned to fear. Oh no, what's happening? And the first word of the angel, do not be afraid. And he says, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. Okay, go on. He's not here. He has risen just as he said. And really, that's a mild rebuke from the angel saying, listen, what are you doing here? You know, didn't you believe what Jesus said, that he's going to rise from the dead? You know, he's not here. He is risen. But then the angel says, come and see the place where he lay. And so the angel took them into the tomb. Okay. And we look at the other gospels as well, where it says they went into the tomb and saw Jesus' clothes lying just there. All right? So that's what happened. And then the message the angel gave was, he is risen from the dead and he's going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Can you imagine what the women felt at that time? Wow. They must have been full of joy seeing and hearing what the angel had to say, that Jesus, whom they loved, was no longer dead but was alive. Okay? And she says, now I have told you. Let's go on. Next verse. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. You see, one of the things the resurrection does for us is it fills us with joy if we believe it. Because we know that if Jesus was raised from the dead, we also will one day be raised from the dead. Okay, so remember, they came with sadness and sympathy and love, you know, and that to put spices on the body. Suddenly they were terrified seeing the angel, and then they're filled with joy. Wow, change is happening. And how do we know they were so filled with joy? See what they did, the previous verse. Okay, they ran to tell the disciples, you know. He said, and ran to tell his disciples. Now, come on, these are not young women. They may have been older women, all right? So can you imagine these older women, okay, all running on that Sunday morning because they were so filled with joy that Jesus, whom they loved, was alive, okay? Let's see what happens next. And on the way, so the women hurried away from the tomb, and suddenly they met Jesus. Okay, in their great desire and joy to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus to the disciples, they met the risen Lord. And what did they do when they saw Jesus? You know, and what's amazing is Jesus, all he did was he said, hi. You know, imagine if we were raised from the dead, what we would do. We would go to people. But Jesus just was, greetings. Okay. And they recognized that this was Jesus raised from the dead. And you know, when you see Jesus raised from the dead, the response is worship. That's what they did. Okay. All they did is they fell down at his feet and worshiped him. Because they finally believed, yeah, what he said is really true. He is the Son of God. Okay, they worshipped him. Okay, next verse. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and go to Galilee where they will see me. Same message as the angel had given. He says, don't be afraid. Okay, just go to Galilee. I'm going to meet you all there. Okay, and that's what happened. And we'll read on further in the Gospels where he met with Peter and the others, and he walked through the walls, he met them, you know. And even at that time, the disciples couldn't believe that it was really Jesus. Do you remember that? Yeah? They were doubting, okay? And he says, give me something to eat. He said, listen, I'm not a ghost, okay? He says, give me something to eat. A ghost can't eat anything, you know. And then there was doubting Thomas. You remember him? What did he say? He says, unless I put my finger in his hands or in his sides, I will not believe. And then a few days later, Jesus comes again to them and Thomas sees him. And then Thomas makes the most amazing statement. He falls at his feet and he says, my Lord and my God. He worships him. Okay? So here we've seen in a few minutes just the facts of the resurrection. Okay? Now, some people say, you know, that the resurrection is not true. They say it wasn't Jesus who died. It was somebody else. Okay? Let's be clear. It's pointless if somebody else died. Because Jesus came. He says, for this reason I have come, to die for the sins of many. That's why Jesus came. All right? Some people say, you know, that's what the Jews said. The disciples stole the body, so there was no resurrection. Have you heard that thing? Yeah? The disciples stole the body. Now, think about it. Were the disciples brave men? Were they brave? No. What did they do when the soldiers came to arrest Jesus? They ran away. I mean, Peter was the only guy who had a little bit of bravery. Okay? Now, I can't imagine what he did, but he took out his sword and he cut off the guy's ear. How did that happen? I mean, you take a sword, you will poke somebody. Probably as he was just taking it out, cut his ear. You know, that's what must have happened. But that was very short-lived because quickly they all ran away. Okay, so they were far from brave. Okay, and then we see that the Jewish leaders knew that I had heard about this Jesus being raised from the dead. So they said, listen, the disciples will steal the body. So they told the Romans, place a guard and put a seal. Have you seen any offices or government things where they put a seal? Yeah. So she in the banks, they may do that. They put a seal saying that don't open it. Only an authorized person should open it. Okay. Now, I don't know what punishment there is in the bank. But here, if you broke a Roman seal, they'd only kill you. Okay. So nobody dared mess with that. But the stone was removed. The soldiers crashed away, you know, unconscious. And Jesus' body disappeared. Now, if the disciples had faked the whole thing, okay? Now, many people will fake something, but if their lives depend on it, they'll tell the truth. All the disciples died, most of them except for John, were killed, were martyred. And till their dying day, they said, Jesus is alive, right? So the fact of the matter is, Jesus was raised from the dead. Now, I want us to ask one question. What difference does it make to you that Jesus rose from the dead? What difference does it make to us? Okay, let's just turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 16. It says, For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. Next verse. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Okay? If Jesus has not been raised from the dead, then there is no hope for us. Okay, we are still in our sins, we'll die in our sins. Okay, and go on the next verse. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. And here Paul makes this amazing statement. If only for this life we have hope in the previous verse. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. So Paul is saying that, you know, he suffered so much. Remember, Paul had a cushy life. He was a prominent Pharisee. He was progressing beyond people of his age. He had great family background. He was, you know, following the law, and he was persecuting Christians. Everything was good for him. And then one day he met the risen Lord, and that changed his life completely. And from then on, from being the persecutor, he became the persecuted. He suffered lashes. He was put in prison. He was beaten. He was stoned. He suffered all this. And he's the one who writes this. He said, listen, if we are living only for this life, then you're wasting your time. He says, but we are not living for this life only. We are living for the resurrection from the dead. Verse 20. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Okay? And so, Jesus died, he came to life, and that's the first fruit. The rest of us are the following fruits. Okay, we are going to come to life one day. Okay? And if you look further down, he says, you know, our bodies are like a seed. Okay, let's say you've seen an apple seed. Okay, that seed does not look like an apple. Does it look anything like an apple? How many of you said, oh, that's a lovely apple seed, let me eat it? No, we don't. But you take that apple seed and you put it in the ground, and then what happens? You get a beautiful apple tree that gives wonderful fruit. And Paul is saying the same thing here, okay, in verse 35. But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? Keep going. Yeah? Next verse. Okay, I'll read it here. You foolish person, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and it's to each kind of seed its own body. For not all flesh is the same. There is one kind for humans, another for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is of one kind, and the glory of the earthly is of another. Okay, go right down. Verse 42. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown perishable, what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. All right? So our hope this morning is this. Just as Jesus was raised from the dead, one day you and I, like a seed, will be placed in the earth when it's dead. All right? And one day, we also will be raised to life again. That is our great, great hope. So if there's anybody this morning who has not yet put their trust in Jesus, I would urge you, today is the day of salvation. Will you put your trust in Jesus? Because we're all going to live forever. But where we live is determined by whether we believe in the resurrection or not. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is this. Imagine if you didn't believe in Jesus, the resurrection. Would your life be any different from how it is today? Think again. If you didn't believe in the resurrection, would you be living differently from how you are living this morning? Think about it. You know, our lives must be different. Okay, and we're saying, what can I do? You know, as Christians, we don't have to fear anything. Okay, I don't know if you watch any of those serials, action serials, where they have a hero, all right? Anybody seen 24? Yeah? So you've got, what's the guy's name? Jack, Bar, or whatever, you know? And I hate those movies, huh? Those serials, because they get me very, doesn't that happen to you? You know, you watch those things, and just at the end, it's over, and then the next one, and you want to see the next one. And you're wondering, is he going to die or not, or what? And you know, that's what happens. It's too stressful for me. Anyway, but you know what happens? Now, I don't know which season they are in now. you know, season, whatever, it's over. But, you know, but imagine if you're watching season 4. And then you know that there is season 5, 6, and 7. So you know that he can't die in season 4, right? He is going to live on for the next 3 seasons. And so then you're a little more at peace. And that's how it is with us. Nothing the world can throw at us should disturb our peace. Because no matter what happens, we are going to live forever and ever and ever. How's that? You know, I get these messages about pastors being killed. Just on Good Friday, there was a pastor who was axed in Guntur district of Andhra Pradesh. Okay, and we look at that and we say, oh, how terrible. But you know what? Even if we are killed, it's not the end. We're going to be having a glorious resurrection. We'll be with Jesus forever and ever. And so the last thing for us is, with the resurrection, we have hope. We are never in a hopeless situation. No matter how terrible life is on earth for you, okay, whatever can happen, we have the hope of heaven. That one day we will be with Jesus in heaven forever. Where there's no more death, there's no more sickness, there's no more pain. We will be forever and ever filled with joy in Jesus' presence. That's what the resurrection has got for us. So we really rejoice this morning. Say, Jesus, because you live, we also will live. Amen. Amen. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning that not only did you die on the cross, but you rose again from the dead. And because you rose, we also will rise with you one day, Lord. You indeed are the resurrection and the life. Lord, I pray that you would enable us to understand what you've done on the cross, that we would rejoice and be full of hope, that there will be no despair, that we will be full of hope, knowing that the best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.